We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Star 94.1.
Jeff has a question for you. Am I gross? He wants to know because he does something while he's cooking for others that he thinks is normal, but his wife has told him how gross it is. You have to decide, is he totally gross or totally normal?
Not only does my wife Callie think that I am possibly gross, she thinks I might even be putting people in danger.
Whoa.
That I might be harming people's health with this. So here's what you need to know. Here's the backstory, and then I'm going to lean on you, Jen, as the expert chef in the room.
Oh, I don't know about that, but I can try.
And then anybody who's listening who is an at-home Food Network chef, you know who you are. You know, you're setting it up like you're on a TV show, but you ain't.
Oh, my God, that's so me.
Right. I'm gonna lean on y'all for that because I love to cook. But I hate the mess that I make when I'm cooking. And I will say that until recently, I was a disproportionately messy person when I cooked. Like, my spirit or energy of cooking is roll through the kitchen like a hurricane, get hot, good food on the table, hurricane cleanup after the fact. That's okay. Historically me.
Do you use every utensil in the drawer, every mixing bowl and prep bowl?
Jen,
that
was me. But I recently decided that I could do something about that mess. So I have started to make a game out of cooking and food prepping with as few dishes, bowls, utensils, pans, everything as possible.
So it's like a competition with yourself.
Yes.
Like, how can I get through this meal and use the least amount?
Exactly. And I will, in my head, puzzle everything together like it's a Tetris game. I actually think this could be a reality TV show and it could be a cooking show for dudes because I think guys are more inclined to hurricane the kitchen than a woman is. I just think that's by nature. I think that's the way guys are. I could be wrong, but I think I can make a cooking show out of this because I have become an expert in planning the meals ahead and the utensil and bowl and pan usage to completely minimize.
That's really
so
smart.
You're not thinking about ingredients. You're thinking about equipment.
Yes.
When you're going through it.
Because the ingredients are the ingredients. So if I am preparing for example, I made a nice steak for the grill this weekend. I said it was the best tenderloin I ever made. So I prepare that and I season it. And, if you're going to do red meat properly on the grill, you got to get not supposed to take it right out of the fridge and put it on the grill. You got to let it sit on the counter for like 30 minutes. So I will take that, season it, put it in a thing, put some saran wrap over it, get it to the grill, come
love
inside.
It, hug it, caress it.
Yes.
All of those things.
Yes. And then I will come in and I will take that platter and I will wipe it down with hot water, like use hot water. And then I will take the tongs and rinse them under hot water also. And then they go back out to the grill because that's what I'm going to use to
take it off.
To take it off and bring it back in. I will use a bowl to make, like if I'm making scrambled eggs in the morning, like I'll use the bowl to make the scrambled eggs. Then I do like a hot rinse of the bowl. Then I do like veggies in there and then I do whatever. And that's what holds like the veggies and stuff. Sometimes I will even have a bowl that has like, if I use a big bowl first that I'll keep in the sink that just has super hot soapy water in it so I can dunk. Shake something out of the soapy
water.
You've
really got some strategies here.
It's the best to clean like a fork or
Thank
a spatula.
You. Yes. Yeah. Yes. But I've been called out as gross by my wife, Callie. She's like, you can't do that. She saw me using a pan that I had cooked something in and I just took it over to the sink and I used a big thing of paper towels and cleaned out the pan and put it back on the stove to cook another thing, right? So think like a Waffle House line cook, right? It's just the same pan, omelet. You just wiping it out and put it back on, right? Did that, but I did two different foods. Her issue was the cloth that I wiped it out with was janky. And I'll give her that. But it's going back on a hot stove. Like, so it's not gross. And when all is said and done, clean up, I walk out of the kitchen to a tidy kitchen. It's not gross. Heat kills stuff. Heat kills stuff.
I feel like you're gross.
It's not gross.
I think you're gross.
If you didn't see...
Here's my flag that I raised. When you said the meat tray out to the grill, wipe it down, rinse it off with hot water and take it back, I'm down with that.
Yes.
If you had said chicken, not down with that.
Yes, because I...
Because with chicken, I feel like it's got the salmonella and you got to use soap. And then when you said eggs and you're just wiping it out, you're not, using soap with the bowl with the eggs?
No, if you use soap, then soap gets in the flavor of, the veggies and stuff.
Then you got to use
hot water.
Then you got to use a new bowl.
Here's my thing, though.
You got to just pick a new bowl.
Let me ask you a question, Jen. Right now, as a human being in my existence sitting in front of you, am I gross?
No.
Right. Do you know if I did or did not wipe my butt the last time I went number two?
I do not know. I cannot confirm.
Then I appear to be ungross to you. So if you don't see me wipe that bowl out, then I'm not gross. You understand?
No, I think it's still gross because you'd be getting people sick.
Nobody's getting sick.
With the raw eggs or the raw chicken?
Maria and Marietta, back me up, please.
Sorry, Jeff, no can do. Your wife is spot on, and you are going to get people really sick.
I am not. It heat kills germs. And gross. Heat cooks off death.
All right. So is Jeff gross? Call him out or back him up with your own grossness.
Or am I a master chef? Am I an innovator? Am I changing the game?
You ready to get to it?
Star 94.1. And now here's Jeff and Jen.
Is Jeff gross? He does this while he's cooking and he thinks it's totally fine. But his wife called him out for being really gross.
They call it minimalist kitchen thing. And it's basically cooking using as few pieces of equipment as possible, cleaning the equipment mid-meal so that you can recycle it back through the same meal. So scrambling an egg, right, with a fork, and then just running that fork under the hot water and then serving the meal with said fork. Mackenzie in Atlanta, get my back, please.
I totally have your back, Jeff, because I do it too.
Thank you.
It's not gross. You're right. It all gets killed, after you cook it.
Sure.
And, the hot water, it cleans it.
Sure. It's not like I'm...
agree that, you probably do need to use a little bit of soap every once in a while.
Okay, you're talking too long. It was fine when you just blanket agreed with me. Then you're in details and stuff. No. Chris and Madison, back me up.
I totally agree with you, brother. It is nothing but efficiency as a man. I got you.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. It's gross, though. Y'all are going to get people sick with your raw eggs and your raw chicken.
Zero chance of getting anyone sick. Back me up, Tyler.
I can't back you up, Jeff. I actually have a PhD in biochemistry, man.
See, he's an expert.
And so?
Okay, so when you go to do the tenderloin on the grill, just use foil over the pan and then take the beef off, throw it on the grill, and then take the foil off and put it back on there. If you rinse it with water, you're just diluting the bacteria. You're not killing them. So when you take the meat off the grill,
Tyler,
stick it back on there.
I know you're a doctor and stuff, but listen, did they get to the part in your class where bacteria can't swim? So they drown.
What?
So the bacteria drown. And
I must have missed that day.
Yeah.
I slept in.
All right. Well, when you get back to me, then you've had perfect attendance and you went to every class, then we'll talk.
10-4.
PhD in biochemistry. Mm-hmm. Trisha in Lawrenceville.
Gordon Ramsay would kick you out of the kitchen.
Well, he is a fellow Brit, so I would listen to him.
He would cuss at you.
But isn't he angry at everybody? Has he ever truly been nice to someone other than the kid chef people?
Yes. He's a very intelligent cook. You should learn from him. I cook for 5 people every night in my family, and it's all about the mise en place. You've got to do your dishes, have an empty dishwasher before you start cooking. And who cares how many dishes you use? Throw them in the dishwasher.
Didn't you say that Callie, your wife, does the dishes if you're cooking anyway?
Yeah. So I'm helping her out. So she's going to be real happy.
About. It's for
her. She's going to be real happy at the entire Jeff and Joe family, including Dr. Tyler in his in his chemistry degree or whatever it is, calling up to make life more difficult for her. Way to go, you guys. Way to support. She's going to be very upset.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.